Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kara. How can I help you today?
Yes, my name is Roseanne. I'm calling with 1AZ Credit Union. I'm calling on behalf of one of our members that has a transaction on their account and they're not familiar with your company or your service. Are you able to assist us, please?
Yes, ma'am. What's the customer zip code?
It is 85530.
85530?
Yes. I apologize. 85705.
85705. And what's the customer's name?
John, last name is K-R-O, M as in Mary, K-O.
Do you have the customer's phone number?
Yes, I have 520-791-7497.
So you said the customer's first name is John, and what's the customer's last name?
K-R. O, M as in Mary, K O.
You said K R O.
K R O M K O.
And how much was the charge for, ma'am?
It's for $56.95. It comes out on the 19th of every month.
Okay. Give me one moment, and can you verify the customer address so I can see if this is the right person?
717 North 7th Avenue, Tucson, Arizona, 85705.
Okay, with that being stated, ma'am, on October the 8th, 2021, the customer paid shipping and handling, which was $7.45 for the pulse oximeter. Basically, what the pulse oximeter does, the product, you stick your finger in the pulse and it takes your oxygen and your pressure.
Let me bring him on the line so we can tell him, okay?
Okay.
Hold on one moment. John?
Yeah?
I have the merchant on the line. She's going to be telling you what this transaction is for, okay?
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, Mr. John, hello?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Mr. John, my name is Kyra. I'll be assisting you today with the charges today. With that being stated, Mr. John, on October the 8th, 2021, you paid shipping and handling, which was $7.45 for the pulse oximeter. Basically, what that product is, sir, it's like a little thing you put your finger in and it tells you your oxygen and your pressure.
What was this for again?
The pulse oximeter.
I can't hear very well, but
ma'am, are you able? Yes, ma'am. Are you able to tell him what I stated to him since he can't hear me?
John, this is Roseanne again. Can you hear me a little bit better?
I can hear you, yes.
Okay. She is stating that you participated in a free trial for oxygen meter.
Oxygen meter?
Do you recall receiving that in the mail?
Oxygen meter? No.
What was the other thing it did, miss?
It's a pulse. I probably can't. Hold on. Mr. John, can you hear me now?
I don't have any oxygen meter, and I don't recall ever receiving one. Nor
okay.
Did I ever ask one.
Yes, sir. With that being stated, Mr. John, can you hear me? My name is Kyra from the merchant. Can you hear me?
What?
Can you hear me, Mr. John?
I can hear you, but I don't understand you.
Okay, Mr. John. With that being stated, Mr. John, Do you remember going online doing a survey to win a free item and just pay shipping and handling?
I sure don't.
You don't? Could anyone in your household have done it, Mr. John?
No. Okay. I went to Credit Union Lady. Are you on the line?
Hello? Yes, I'm still here.
Okay. I want this to stop, and I want you to try to collect anything that I paid, that they took.
Okay, John, this is what we're doing, okay? This is exactly what we're doing. So I need you to be a little bit patient so that we can try to make sure we do this properly. So we need to make sure, because if we file it as fraud, we only get one opportunity to dispute a transaction. And if we do not process it properly, we can lose and we won't be able to get you your money back. So with that being said, you don't remember doing a free trial or some kind of survey, or did you receive something in the mail to check your oxygen level? You don't recall receiving anything in the mail, machine or something?
It was shipped to his address.
It was what?
It was shipped to your address, sir. It was shipped.
She verified your address, and that's where the item was delivered.
Okay.
Can you ask your wife if she knows anything about this, please?
She's over here motioning. She doesn't know anything about it.
And no delivery?
No.
Okay. Mr. John, since you are stating that you're not the one that have done these charges, in our company, we do take fraud very seriously, sir. If we find out that, you know, you had something to do with the charges and everything, sir, that could be a big loss. What I could do, sir, I could transfer you to my fraud team. Since you are considering this as fraud, you do not know who has done the charges, sir. Just give me one moment to gather the information and consult with the fraud team, and I will both connect you both over so you can explain to the fraud team what's going on, okay?
Okay.
All right. One moment.
Okay.
A survey. I took part in a survey. God damn.
You never got any kind of oxygen sensor.
If she doesn't come back soon, I'm just going to file it as fraud, and we'll close your card up.
I'm still here, ma'am. Just trying to get a hold of the fraud team.
Okay.
I'm still here with you.
Okay. This is so obviously a scam.
Well, there's a difference. Is it fraud is when somebody steals your information. So that's different. When you say scam, that means you participated, but it was a scam. So which one is it? Is it that somebody stole your information?
God knows. I don't know what information they have.
Okay, with that being stated, I'm transferring you to the fraud team right now. Since you guys was on such a hold time, and he's ready to be transferred to the fraud team. I'm transferring now, okay?